Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the CGRO Radio Local News. The East Region of the Ontario Provincial Police is alerting residents to an emerging scam trend involving suspects who pose as police officers to defraud victims of substantial amounts of money. In recent reports, fraudsters have contacted victims by phone, claiming to be members of the OPP, using urgency, intimidation, and fear to pressure victims into complying with their demands. In some cases, the suspect uses the name of a real OPP officer, while in other incidents, the fraudster has used fabricated names, titles, and badge information to gain credibility. Victims were instructed to withdraw large sums of money and either send the funds to cryptocurrency platforms or hand over cash directly. These tactics resulted in significant financial losses, including incidents where victims sent between $6,000 and $13,000 to these individuals. The Ontario Provincial Police wants to reiterate to residents that the police will never request money, cryptocurrency, gift cards, or financial transfers over the phone. It will never demand immediate payment, threaten arrest, or pressure you to act urgently. OPP is urging residents to never provide banking details, PINs, or identification numbers to unsolicited callers, and to pause and talk to a trusted family member or friend before making any financial decisions under pressure. If you receive a call from someone claiming to be an OPP officer and you are unsure of its legitimacy, you can contact the OPP non-emergency line at 1-888-310-1122. Residents who have been targeted or victimized by fraud are encouraged to contact police and report the incidents to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre at 1-888-495-8501 or online at antifraudcentre-centreantifraud.ca. The OPP continues to monitor fraud trends and reminds community members that awareness is one of the strongest tools against financial victimization. On March 8, 2026, for International Women's Plus Day, the Township of Russell's Community Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Advisory Committee will host a free 3.5-hour afternoon event celebrating women's leadership and empowerment in the community. This workshop invites women and gender-diverse residents to connect, learn, and recharge together. Moreover, keynote speaker leadership coach Dr. Bushra Khan will talk about the science of influence, why empathy is your greatest leadership advantage, followed by small group reflection circles and a networking session where your voice matters. Registration is required for this event, but attendance is free. For how to register and more details about this event, go to the Russell Township webpage, or you can listen to an interview with event manager Faria Abedin on our program Local First. The Casbah Springs Optimist Club is announcing an event for adults only. Although the club usually focuses on organizing activities for children, once in a while they're trying to think about the parents as well. Residents are invited on April 10th to enjoy a fabulous magic show performed by Eric Leclerc. Doors will open at 7:30 p.m. and the show will start at 8:30 p.m. A cash bar will be available on site. Tickets cost $10 and are of limited amount. To obtain tickets, please send an email to Club Optimist Club casbah@gmail.com and they will send you your tickets payable in advance. Marionville is preparing a Sugar Shack brunch event for the end of March. This traditional brunch will be accompanied by great music performed by Group Renaissance and face painting for the kids provided by Jackie's Face Painting. The event will take place on Sunday, March 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Marionville Community Center. Tickets are free for kids 0 to 5 years old, $8 for kids 6 to 14 years old, and $25 for everyone else. For more details or how to get your tickets, call Francois Marion, the event organizer, at 613-774-6312 or email him at francois.marion@explornet.ca. Casbah Springs Optimist Club is always on the lookout for new shows that could spark young people's interest. This time it is all about chemistry. With his energy and passion for chemistry, his playful approach, and his surprising demonstrations, Yannick Bergeron does a remarkable job of igniting young people's interest in science. The show will take place on Sunday, March 29th at 2 p.m. at the Casbah Springs Community Center. You must register before March 25th at Club Optimist Casbah at gmail.com and indicate how many family members will be attending. For the time being, the organizers are limiting registrations to people from the communities of Casper Springs, Edwards, and Ramseyville. However, if you're outside this area, you can send an email to Club Optimist, and if places are still available, they will contact you. The Russell Legion Bingo event that takes place on March 11 is sold out, and organizers want to advise residents not to buy tickets from anyone trying to sell them. They are scammers. Friday, March 6, the Russell Legion is also inviting residents to a line dancing event with Stephanie and Lee from Heel Toe Rodeo. The event starts at 7 p.m. with 1 hour lesson followed by 2 hours of a line dancing party. No registration required, just drop in. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscjro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cjroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye!